The Academy of Arts and Sciences loves quality big-budget films about real people. The Revenant, by Oscar-winning director Alejandro Iñárritu and cinematographer Emmanuel Lubezki, is partially based on a true account. The film explores family ties and the tenacity of the human spirit in the American frontier. But there is serious competition from other movies.
The Boston priest molested kids in six different parishes over the last 30 years. The church found out about it and did nothing.
Spotlight is a tough and thought-provoking film with excellent dialogue and a riveting cast, working with the talented director Tom McCarthy and scriptwriter Josh Singer. The film slowly and methodically unveils how Spotlight, the investigative team of the Boston Globe newspaper, uncovered the massive scandal of child molestation in Boston's Catholic Archdiocese and beyond.
This is not just Boston, it's a whole country, it's a whole world.
Like All the President's Men in 1976, Spotlight is an ode to the power of the free press to expose corruption at the highest levels of power. In The Danish Girl, Oscar-winning filmmaker Tom Hooper turns his lens on the struggle of pioneer transgender painter Einar Wiener as he transitions into Lili Elbe in 1920s Copenhagen. The film highlights the very contemporary dialogue on gender fluidity and sexuality. After his Oscar-winning interpretation as paraplegic Stephen Hawking last year, Eddie Redmayne transforms himself to fragile but brave Lily. His stupendous performance may make him an Oscar winner for 2 years in a row. But Redmayne has to compete, among others, with Leonardo DiCaprio, who plays fur trapper Hugh Glass in The Revenant, and Michael Fassbender as Steve Jobs in Danny Boyle's biopic by the same name. Tough picks, but not as tough as the choices in the leading actress category. Cate Blanchett is a favorite as Carol, an upper-class lesbian housewife in Todd Haynes' romantic drama, Carol, about a love affair between two women in 1950s New York. Still, this may be Brie Larson's year for her role as Ma in the dark film Room.
Jack, listen to me. This is our chance.
Larson plays a young abducted woman who is imprisoned in a windowless room but dedicates her life to her son, a product of rape by her abductor. Larson's powerful interpretation is fueled by her on-screen mother-son chemistry with Jacob Tremblay, who plays 5-year-old Jack. We would be amiss if we didn't mention Adam McKay's sleek dark comedy The Big Short on the housing bubble collapse in the mid-2000s and the cinematic post-apocalyptic epic Mad Max Fury Road by veteran Mad Max director George Miller. Let the Oscar race begin. Penelope Kulu, VOA News, Washington.